In an age before the swollen sun swallowed the trackless empire, and nothing but dust filled the sea, rogues, bandits, sorcerers, and druids walked the jeweled paths of this dying earth. Here is their tale.
That will get an audience with the kid the following day. Imagine you folks would respond to that.
I think that we shouldn't leave. I think that we should let, if they know where we are, because they might have followed me there, we let the crowds gather. We let the crowds gather, and then we respond to an invitation.
Yeah, exactly. In the afternoon, you wouldn't get the invitation, I guess. We'll see. You're going to get an 11 o'clock invitation.
For the next day?
Yeah, in the morning. Guards will come calling at 11 a.m. to invite you to visit the king, have audience with the king. But yes, you want to regroup at the house.
So that worked out so far?
What was that, Randall?
I said that worked out so far. You stole the necklace?
Yeah, so let's...
Pilfer a bunch of stuff?
In our cellar where our coffins are? on the bare dirt floor, I've got like a dirt covered little hole that I'm going to dig out and put maybe like a little box and cover it and put it in there. Basically just like a little secret compartment underneath the coffin. Because I guess we're going to have to make some tough decisions about how to turn this thing over. I know we know our jeweler and we know he deals in illicit goods, but this thing might be a little too hot.
We need to bring a body.
The Star of the East? The Star of the East?
Yeah.
That's hot as hell. Right. That's also been...
I've got an idea. We kill somebody. We put like a wolf's costume or a head on them. And I animate them as a zombie to carry the thing back, holding it before them.
I don't know if we want to do that. Really? Lumen is now in the business of just, like, killing random folks?
No, anyone who stands in the way of the true light of God, Stu, you should know this.
Wow. I think we should sit tight on it for a bit. Let's just, I imagine this thing is really valuable.
I see a sort of a schism between, like, normal thiefly behavior of, like, being furtive and religious fervor. There's, like, this sort of weird thing, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. But the gem's worth a lot of experience points.
How much?
I haven't decided yet. But
oh, okay.
There's also the trinkets that I should figure out. Oh, I got tripped.
Pulling a scheme, though, or should be worth something. I've always felt
like that. I had not considered, or that you even had the option of, basically forcing the political scandal to be true.
You know, he is a cleric with magic. I mean, he's a cross between magic user and cleric. In terms of some of the spells are like kind of offensive. But yeah, so the glowing hand is in the middle of the room. We just got invited. Let's hear the voice of Stu about that. You heard Lumen. It's like animate a zombie and carry it back. But what's your play? What do you think, Rogal?
I think we hold on to the gems for a bit and let it cool off and then figure out how to hawk it. Given that the gems belonged to the high priest and or his wife, I don't know that like returning it as a token to the vizier it seems a little odd to me. It's not like we're returning it to a rightful owner to gain credit. It would be like we're showing up at this summons from the vizier, just almost bribing him, which feels like
You're exactly right.
I don't know that that adds up to me. On top of being selfish and like we we managed to leave with this thing, like, you know, we got this, we got the score and we got the audience, like with you looking pretty good. I feel like we kind of did both.
Let's let that one lie for a little bit.
So I'm okay with either we, you know, let's hide it in the cellar underneath my coffin. We could pop, maybe even talk to Cassandra about turning it over, but then that starts to get a little hairy, like trying to fence this thing.
Do you trust her? I don't trust her.
No,
There's
no, no.
a lot of motive in that Star of the East, Star of Ra'Mir.
Does it feel magical? Let's cast detect magic on it.
No, it's not magic. It's truly a rare artifact of old Earth. Or not an artifact, a gem. It has a long history of the people who have had it and worn it. For those interested, you can go to the local library and look that up. Bogle, the silver that you took, that whole set, is worth 6,000 gold pieces.
Wow.
You stole the silverware?
Yeah.
That's
You
so
told two
cheap.
I was just kind of grabbing things along the way.
That's so
And
cheap.
I've rolled their value, and you've yeah, the candlesticks are 2,500 and the goblets together are 2,500.
All right.
Wow, what a scoundrel. I'm trying to
Okay.
like invoke religious fervor and you're nicking the steel silverware.
I'm itemized, like you're saying it was 11,000 gold just for the silvery stuff he took.
No, I'm saying, did I say 6,000?
Yeah.
6,000.
Total.
So 6,000 total, and there's four
Okay.
pieces.
I see.
There's two
Okay.
candlesticks, there's two goblets. The goblets got to go together for their value. The
At
candlesticks got to
59.
go together
Okay.
for their. So that's some experience points you're getting right now that we just free ways.
Did that just immediately level Rogue?
Yes, it
Yeah.
immediately leveled Drogo. Yep. You know, you go to the party where the king's hanging out, there's a chance to do some cleaning. Let's see.
That's 2,000 XP GP. This
Yeah.
is all just the mechanism of the game, the logic of the game. Nothing's been forced, nothing's been Monty Hall, nothing's been.
Mean, that would send me to level three if you allow two level ups per session.
It takes you to level three. You can go all the way, wherever it
Okay.
takes you.
All right, good.
Why wait?
Right on.
So you wake up feeling pretty good.
But what you don't get to participate in, Rogel, is some experience points. Well, I need to give Lumen. What am I gonna do? But the Star of the East is worth 50,000 pieces.
Jesus.
So I can't see banging Rugal, like you're part of this whole deal, but giving you a big stack of experience points off. You have, are you okay with that?
Sure.
I'll give some experience points. I do give experience points for achievements, and this is a group achievement. So I'm going to get you in on that, but I would like to see Cree, even though he's not here, Lumen and Baradel divide the experience points from the Star of the East.
Okay.
How does that sound to you guys?
Yeah, I'm not even
Okay.
thinking about experience points, but I'll take what you're given.
16,666.
Just wanted to do it so it's done. We don't have to don't have to talk about it anymore. How many experience points am I going to get for this and that? I treat cash as instant experience points. Tangible, like, yeah. Silver goblets with diamonds, crusting them, crusting the rim and such. That's cash. That's cash.
Okay.
So that's, I like to dish up the experience points. Highly successful mission. It results in an audience with where the king, the czar, is very interested and very desirous of awarding the gloom and the apotheosis of the hidden hand and the great service done to the empire of Ramir the contract. The person who was going to the Church of Starry was to be awarded the contract due to their scandalous and treasonous behavior, is out of the running. Now, this is where it gets into the Ramirian Byzantine legal system, where it gets all effed up. The Church of Starry Wisdom, the high priest, has requested a trial, some form of trial by combat to clear his name and to restore his honor before he's executed, because he will be executed. He's going to lose his head because of this transgression. But he can earn back his honor. The challenge that it comes to, and this legal wrangling back and forth, and scribes rolling out scrolls onto the floor, is to prove that you are indeed the apotheosis of the hidden hand and are God's favorite. You must retrieve the yolkless egg. Have to travel to the Court of Chaos and return with the yolkless egg.
Well, it doesn't sound like a very good egg. The yolk's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's even kind of racist, because it's all white.
Oh, it's yeah. I didn't think of that. I'm not trying to be racist. Did you just make me a racist?
No.
Did you just make me beat my, wife?
Anyway, yes. So, a trial by combat with whom?
You have to go get the Gilkel Slag. You have to go to what? There's a forbidden tower.
Wait, so I'm confused.
Supposed to reside.
Fight the priest and do this thing?
No, the priest demands it. The priest is calling on something in the law that says that if you're going to, like, you're claiming godhood and getting the contract or whatever, you have to prove that you are true, the apotheosis of the hand, by doing a Herculean task, if you would.
And he knows that it's task. That it's really hard.
Yeah, and it's in the books. Don't have to fight the priest, because after the audience, he's being dragged out in the square and being executed for his treasonous behavior.
So if we don't come back, then he's free?
He's dead. He's dead after this audience. If you don't come back with it, you're banished from Valeterre. Arlington.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, you can slip back into the crowd, though, Slinker. Yeah. That Lumen guy, he sticks out like a sore thumb. So we get an audience with the king, and this is what he basically tells us.
Well, that's what happens. Yeah. Yep. That is what unfolds. He apologizes for the inconvenience because without your stint, many, many villain would have been able to pull off their nefarious plots.
Well, Lumen says, we have no idea where your silverware is. Just kidding. Just kidding.
The king. It's not the king's silverware, but he's very interested. The theft of the Star of the is the talk of the town.
Well, Lumen just says, if he's given the opportunity, he says, there's no task that the hand cannot make true. And I gladly accept this journey to retrieve your yolkless egg in the Forbidden Tower and to send to an early grave all ancient manner of fiend which may stand in the way. Not bad. I think that's pretty convincing.
Not bad at all. Don't forget that sun may wink out at any time, so long-range plans, don't get too caught up in them. Just saying.
How far away is this Forbidden Tower?
The foothills of the Yawning Horror, you have to head back east, northeast, actually past the village of Kren. As the crow flies northeast from the city till you get to the foothills of the Yawning Horror. And there would the Forbidden Tower.
I think we need to think about what the long-term plan is. I mean, so let's say we get this thing and now you have whatever designation from the Vizar. What does that mean for you, for us? I think we need to think about what that is.
Well, you know, in meta terms, Lumen can always deem that this city isn't worthy of the hand, and you know, not accept anything. If it just becomes, you know, like a desk job, you know, who needs that? You know, blessing babies and, you know, chopping off orphans' hands, you know, that gets tiring.
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, I mean, what motivates Veridel and Rogal?
Money.
Well, you did all right this time.
Oh yeah.
You're hanging out.
I'll just tag along and pilfer what I can in your wake.
Well, yeah. I mean, your first level character hanging out, you know, with a group that that makes bank, you know. So this is good. This is good for you.
Oh yeah.
And then you become more useful and badass.
So I mean, we also have a choice around what Cassandra wants to do and going to do this thing as well.
What does she want from us?
She has this map to go get some jewel. There's a map that goes underground beneath the city. And there's the small matter of like, I think there was also the illusion that would have her look the other way and or resolve the fact that Chi-Chi Kasapan has a contract out on my head.
Sounds like we should take that guy out.
We could give him this jewel thing and about that would also be the end of matters. But then again, I don't know that I trust him that much either. And that is he going to let people live knowing that he has it? Like there's no winning there. I don't think.
Who is this gangsta? Is he that bad? Is he that tough?
I mean, he's one of these scheming merchants from Valetair. He was similar to Gar Hassan, who I was previously focused on getting revenge for, but...
Which one are you talking about? Which scoundrel?
Chi-Chi Kasapan.
That's probably a good description of him.
Yeah, and I just don't know that handing him this jewel to try to forget the past would change that. We'd still be a loose end knowing that he has the jewel. So I think we need to decide if we're going to go off to do this thing immediately or if we're going to hang out with Cassandra.
My take is getting out of town is probably good for a guy in the lamb. And it sounds like there's some badass adventure going on. And maybe we could, it seems like more pressing, sort of a timely way. If you want to support, you know, Lumen's, you know, the basically the religious fiasco we just, you know, upended in the city.
Yeah. Jay, I'd like to, before we go anywhere, I'd like to visit the herbalist, get what I need. I want to try to use the assassin's poison ability to make some contact poison to place on the latch of the box that I put the jewel in underneath my coffin.
Very good. You did that. You're all set up for that.
All right.
Nothing in the way of that.
I make sure Kree, Rogel, and Lumen are aware not to touch this thing.
Sounds good to me. I mean, Lumen would get his, you know, his halberd back, his poleaxe. Send some urchin off to return this to him.
All right. So are we prioritizing?
I want to pull up these silverware, candlesticks, and goblets.
Cash and gems. Cash and prizes.
Yeah. Preferably gems.
Got it.
Cool.
In Valetaire, you get them in denominations. It's like making change.
All right.
So I think it's around, what do we tell Cassandra? Because we told her we were going to plan to come by the next night, which would be tonight. What do you think, Randall?
Well, I mean, we don't have to, we should have a day to prepare. So if there's a, something we could do tonight, you know, as we're making preparations, sounds like a pretty good idea, at least to get some answers.
So, yeah.
I'd recommend taking off in the morning, you know, on the morrow, as they say.
It might not be a restful night if we're going to go follow this map that she wants us to.
Oh, I see. So you want to do the deed.
I don't know. We need to make a choice about what to do. I can see a couple possibilities. We try to fit in this thing Cassandra wants to do quickly, but I don't know if it's going to be quick. It's probably going to be dangerous. We could see if she wants in on this and we give her a cut of anything else we find and or, you know, bring her into the fold if she thinks being part of this association with the Vizar might be profitable for her. That's another option.
Yeah, I would say if she wants to come on a journey, you know, Lumen's more only interested in whatever the objective is, and there'll be stuff along the way, plus the opportunity of being killed, which is always good. Yeah, we should just go talk to her and see what she has in mind. I mean, you stay up all night anyway, so won't be a problem for you. Lumen can always go home and get some beauty sleep, and you know, it could be a side quest.
So I'm at this point, I'm going to go back to my kind of elderly looking face. And, okay. Let's go to Gary's bar and see if we can catch up with Cassandra and have this conversation. And basically clue her in on Lumen's new possible relationship with the Vizyar, and that we have somewhere else to be and get a feel for how keen she is still to do the original job versus get involved with these shenanigans.
She's really impressed with your work. Good work in just a couple of days. She sees that she doesn't have to worry about you folks at all. Don't worry about the contract. She's just going to tell Chi-Chi that that if it comes up that you're the king's favorite and he can just forget about it. So you're underneath that protective umbrella. The jewel of the Karn effect, she doesn't think is going anywhere, so she's more than interested in quest for the yolkless egg out of the Forbidden Tower. Sounds lucrative, possibly. Because these... No one knew where the location of this Forbidden Tower was until they cracked open the books and got basically led to the statue. So they had to go through a maze of statutes, and you get to what you have to do to prove your innocence, and that has all the details around it. So that's where, like, how do you know where to go? Well, there's instructions. Gotcha. That gave you your northeast direction.
So just take a snap with the phone and then bring it with us.
So tomorrow we set off to go find this egg thing, Friendly Tower.
Friendly Tower? Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Very welcoming with free massages.
It'll be good to get back on the road.
I guess I have to roll a random encounter and calculate how many days you're going to be out there.
I assume we're going to pick up Kree on the way out.
Yes, Kree's coming along. Player's decision.
Have you been tracking the time in relation to... What do we have? Almost like nine more days or so for those Firbaxian guys that we have convinced are loyal followers. Remember on like the outer edges of the mountains?
Yeah, we've been here 3 days, I think.
So 11 days left? They said they were hanging out for 2 weeks, right?
9 days, I thought.
Oh, okay, hold on.
So they're only going to be there for 6 more days.
Yeah, next 9 days, okay.
You hear in your head at times, Varadel, that same thing. Varadel, tell me the gods of your people. Tell me of the gods of your...
Tell me of your homeworld, okay. Usul.
Tell me of your homeworld, Varadel. Tell me of your beliefs, Varadel.
It's a different voice than the one I encountered with when I received the glove.
That is correct. That claimed to be Galish.
Yeah, being a vampire has some advantages. Just got to do it at night.
Yeah, it's the last time I'm letting you guys go into a posh party. That vampires stuff.
Yeah, the women swoon.
It's like a feeding ground. It's just like a feeding ground. It's like the movie Wedding Crashers. You could just do that.
Yeah, really? If it wasn't for the jewel, I would have just had a snack instead, but...
There was money on the table.
Sort of starting out, assuming that Kree is going to catch up to us. Mm-hmm. And just see you know, how far we can get.
Let's go to roll for random encounter for your 2.5 day journey northeast into the mountains. That didn't sound good at all.
How long?
2.5 days.
I'm going to need a snack before we leave town. Just find a one of these bums that are strung out, or one of the alley creatures.
What are you feeling? Rat, cat, dog, donkey?
How about a person? Lovely young woman. It's always good. Vampires love that.
It starts to get weird. I don't know. I was starting to think about this proposal of having like a house servant that just occasionally would be cool with just a quick snack.
Any Lotus addict in the city would gladly take that job. Or for Lotus.
Actually, well, I'll just go to a butcher's and, you know, get maybe the drainings off of a fresh animal.
Okay.
That's ingracious. That's not worthy of you.
I'm going to make some blood sausage. That's what I need it for. Let's keep it above board while we're working for the king. How about that?
When have you cared?
You should be more careful.
What'd you say? When did you start to care?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the careful one.
You are very careful. I'll give you that. She wants my hand and I'm
don't talk much, we just ball and play. But then you move like badges on Vaseline.